Welcome to the Bombshell Business Podcast, where driven fempreneurs learn how to become more bold, brave, and unwaveringly confident. Turn your dreams into actionable, marketable, and profitable plans and make your business irresistible.
All right, welcome Bombshells to episode 0 of Bombshell Business Podcast, where fempreneurs listen in to become even more bold, brave, and unwaveringly confident in their businesses and their lives. I'm your host, Amber Hurdle. In this first episode, I want to share with you what this podcast is all about and who it's for. And I also want to tell you a little bit about me, my background, and why the heck I'm even podcasting. So let's just cut to the chase. You'll see that's what I like to do and dive right on in. Okay. Okay. What's a bombshell? Oftentimes when we think about a bombshell, we think about this really gorgeous woman who walks into a room and just commands attention immediately from everyone. But is it because she's strikingly beautiful, or is it maybe because she's very confident in herself and she just walks in with a refreshing boldness? That's what a bombshell is to me, and that's what I think and who I think you are. So this podcast is for type A driven fempreneurs. You're probably pretty successful already and are eager to take the next level of your business and maybe finally just put yourself in a position to take a step back and get on top of your business rather than drowning in the day-to-day of your business. Oftentimes I found that my bombshells were really great at what they do and they started their business and they kind of figured it out as they went along, and now they're really ready to put some teeth behind it and some structure and really next level things. Or maybe you're lucky enough to have found this podcast and you can just take in all the ways of the bombshell before you even get to that point, and you can start off on an excellent foot. Seriously though, I've worked with all kinds of different entrepreneurs, literally all over the world, males, females. So I won't leave anyone out of my listening audience, but just know that I do tend to attract female entrepreneurs who are personal service providers. So like if you're a day spa owner, a salon or a gym owner, maybe you're an esthetician, a personal stylist, a wellness coach, a life or business coach, a massage therapist, graphic designer, web designer, personal trainer, real estate agent, an attorney, anything like that where you provide a personal service, this podcast is totally for you. Now, here's how we're going to roll. This is a no BS zone. I don't do fluff, and I'm not going to insult you with any fluff. I'm going to use my velvet machete, as I've been told. And I say that because my velvet machete is pretty quick to cut. I'm going to let you know exactly what it is that either I'm thinking, or I'm going to be just super, super honest with you. But I'm going to do it with a velvet touch because I love you and I want to see you succeed. And there's probably not a lot of people in your life that are going to shoot you straight. And so that's me. In fact, one of my really great girlfriends, Maritza Parra over at Easy Online Marketing, she interviewed me and even called the episode The Velvet Machete. So I'm quite known for that. I'm also known for taking theory and putting it into practice. So it's going to be very actionable application of theory. We're not just going to talk about things. We're going to talk about how things actually operate in your business. And you're probably going to hear me throw some shade at all the shysters out there, all of those marketing snake oil salesmen who are out there and don't really know what the heck they're talking about. They have no personal experience. They've never applied the theory. They've just heard it or read it or learned it somewhere and then turned it around and teached it and charged you for it, or maybe even tried to get you to let them do the work for you, like social media or something like that. And they just kind of take your money. They really don't know what they're doing. So we're going to talk about that. You'll definitely be encouraged and uplifted. And I'll never ask you ever to follow a business trend fad. I will teach you both old school and new business ways of running your business. And I will challenge you to identify if it's a fit for your unique business, because I'm all about personalization. And I genuinely believe that no one knows what's going to work for you but you. So we got to really dig deep there. This is going to be a weekly podcast. Oh my gosh, I'm such a commitment phobe. Here we go. So make sure you let me know that you're listening and tweet me at Amber Hurdle and email me and leave comments so that I know that you're listening, and we'll keep doing this together. And if you're listening on iTunes or some online site, hopefully it'll point you back to my home base, amberhurdle.com. That's Amber Hurdle, H-U-R-D as in dog, L-E.com, hurdle like you jump over. You can find me on Twitter at Amber Hurdle, on Instagram rather, at Bombshell Biz, like biz with a Z. And you can find me on Facebook at Amber Hurdle Fan. So those are all the different places you can come and talk with me. I'm super obsessed with social media. I'm very social. So be sure to holler and I'll holler back, and even mention you maybe on this podcast. Well, probably on this podcast, because I love to show some love. All right. Let's get into the why of this podcast. Really? I think you're freaking amazing. Do you hear that? You are so stinking amazing. I think you're fearfully and wonderfully made with all kinds of incredible gifts and personality traits that are unique just to you. Yet I hear from women all of the time saying things like, I'm really good at what I'm doing, but I'm not really a good businesswoman, or business is changing so much and I'm not really all that techie, or I see just an extraordinary woman with a fantabulous business and then she schleps out brand presence and marketing that is so beneath her and I just can't take it anymore. So here is the free advice, because you are a Salea, and we are going to get your business up to snuff, up to your standards that should be as high as your heels that you're wearing right now, sister, okay? So here's my coaching philosophy. It's broken into three pillars. Pillar number one, know yourself. Building your business with a clear idea of who you are and what you offer the world makes you confident and clear on how to make decisions for your business without getting distracted or spreading yourself too thin. Okay, I know you're rolling in your car right now, but if you're listening, and I know you are because we're having this conversation, raise your hand if you feel spread too thin. Raise your hand if you've taken on way too much, if you've made decisions in your business that have made you slave to your business. That is going to stop. Now, knowing yourself is the foundation to my coaching philosophy for all entrepreneurial women and a few brave men that I also coach. And we're going to come back to this topic over and over and over and over again, because it's just that important. Everything else builds upon this particular pillar. Okay, so pillar number two, tell your story. That's so simple, right? But not really, because that takes a lot of action. So once you know what you do best and most profitably, you can start to attract the right people and opportunities. So no more energy sucking clients, no more spinning your wheels, chasing the wrong business. I'm going to teach you how to market and network so that your true brand shines and people are drawn to you. Then you can attract referrals from your network, work your ideal clients. You're going to have amazing word of mouth marketing when people just really get what you do and who you are, and you actually get to operate in your highest and greatest strengths. And you can be incredibly focused in your own marketing and advertising. So with my PR and marketing degrees and a successful career filled with real experience working with celebrities, Fortune 500, actually Fortune 100 companies, and even my own businesses, I'm going to help you simplify all this yank, yank, yank that you hear all over the place so that they are doable strategies and not just some theory that you read about in a blog written by someone who just learned it themselves in another blog. Okay. Can you tell I'm sensitive on that topic? All right. Pillar number three. So far, you know yourself, you're going to tell your story. And then third, you're going to deliver on your promise. And I'm going to be honest, this is straight shooting Amber right now. This is where most businesses fail. Why? Because no one thinks that they can slow down long enough to get on top of their businesses while they're swimming in their businesses. And I want to walk alongside you as you start truly acting like the CEO of your company. We're going to carve out time for visioning, prioritizing, planning, project management, getting the right tools and resources to the job. We'll talk about employee relations, outsourcing, vendor relationships. I mean, the whole gamut. So you have to know, I love, love, love helping Wilma Flintstone do business in a Jane Jetson world. Like, that's totally my jam. And I get that times have changed dramatically And I get that tech can be very intimidating, but there's so many easy to use, free, some free, lots of free, not all free, but some free, some really inexpensive, and some worth the investment tech tools out there. And I can totally geek out on converting non-techies into tech lovers. I can't even count how many bombshells I've worked with that just said, Amber, I can't do it. Or a webinar is too scary. Or Amber, I don't know how to do my email list. And MailChimp is something that's just, it makes my head hurt when I think about it. And then we sit down and we get it done and suddenly, boom, they take off. So just saying, geeks are sexy. You want to be a geek. Okay, a little bit about my background. So you know that you can trust me. I am a communication and an engagement expert. I used to have a celebrity event planning company called Planet Nashville, and we worked with all kinds of international celebrities in the country music industry, as well as different entertainment groups and record labels. And I'm not going to list all the names. You can go to my website and check it all out, but they're definitely super high profile people. I also oversaw the employee events and communication department for the largest non-gaming resort and convention center in the United States of America. So that was huge. Learned so much there and really pushed things beyond even what I thought my capacity was. That I will always say that that was my absolute dream job. I mean, huge budget, lots of fun. I was able to blow things up on stage and pyro. Of course, and just really got to engage different personalities and bring people and ideas together, which is my favorite thing to do, communication and engagement. Today, I work with tons of fempreneurs, like I said, all over the world, and I work with Fortune 500, even Fortune 100 brands, and walk them through those same three pillars that I just shared with you from an internal perspective with a focus on company culture and employee engagement rather than marketing and audience building like I do for entrepreneurs. I also serve on the Business Advisory Board for the College of Media and Entertainment at Middle Tennessee State University, and I'm very proud to have been featured in an upper division public relations textbook as a subject matter expert. That was a really big day for me. And I just recently was asked to serve as a professional advisor for the Murray State University chapter of the Public Relations Student Society of America, or PRSSA. So shout out to all my Murray State PR students. What's up? Now, I'm basically telling you all these things, not to beat my chest, but just so you know, I have a lot of relevant experience in PR, marketing, planning, communication, and engagement, and I am not going to steer you wrong. I will definitely be here to guide you not only with theories, but the practical application of theory that I've learned throughout my own career and with real case studies, real people who have applied these things to their businesses and have gotten results. And I should probably add that my daughter and I are a teen mom success story. So I've learned a lot through the School of Hard Knocks. I'm pretty sure I have my PhD through the School of Hard Knocks, but that's an entire different episode. We'll get into that. We'll talk about all the different things that I learned as a teen mom and how I had to accelerate my success and how that can apply to you no matter what you're going through. And maybe that's a little side note here is, no matter what mistakes you've made, no matter what you're going through right now, no matter how hard it seems, there's always tomorrow. And as long as you have hope, then you can make it. And so I hope that this podcast will also bring a lot of hope, a lot of vision, a lot of strategy so that you have a plan, you feel confident in your plan, and that you can move forward no matter if you're doing great and you want to go to the next level, or if you're really struggling and you need somebody to tell you, yes, you can freaking do this, but here are the steps you have to take, because that's the kind of love that I'm going to give you. So today, just know that I'm a wife. I'm madly in love with Mr. Wonderful, which is what I call my husband. I'm a mom of two. I have a 19, almost 20-year-old daughter who is in college, and I have a 13-year-old son. I am a stepmom and mother-in-law to her husband, and Gigi to their little girl, who is just so yummy. I'm an incredibly extroverted friend to many. We're very social people. We plan a lot of things. We plan a lot of outings and events and go to a lot of different things. I'm a community participant. I'm a family gal who loves my parents and my siblings. And I have a very full life, like I'm sure you do. So I'm just saying, we can totally do this. We can do this. We just can't do it all at once. And so that's what I want you to do as you're listening to these podcast episodes. Just take a huge step back, and we're going to get really clear on what it is that you want, who you are, who God designed you to be, and then we're going to go from there. So thank you for listening in, Bombshell. I hope to serve you well. I'm always open to your comments and questions. Just tweet me at Amber Hurdle, email me at amber@amberhurdle.com. Visit the website. Absolutely. Leave comments on these podcast episodes. Amberhurdle.com is where you'll find me. You'll also find like my Pinterest and my Instagram and all that kind of stuff there. So certainly reach out and do me a huge favor. Go into iTunes and leave a rating and a review for me. That just helps me reach more people, because as podcasts are releasing early on, they actually will put you in the section called new and noteworthy if you start to get a lot of reviews and a lot of attention. And so that will just increase my exposure and help me help more women just like you. So I would love you forever if you did that. Of course, I'm going to love you forever anyways, but it would just be like a total solid if you could do that. So, be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and let me know what you think. I can't even tell you how much I appreciate that you have taken your time to listen to this crazy girl talk about being a fempreneur and just doing my thing. So I just cherish your time that you're spending with me, and I will catch you on the next episode. See you then.
Thanks for listening to the Bombshell Business Podcast. Visit amberhurdle.com for more resources and be sure to tune in again. Cheers to you, Bombshell.